Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Imam, I think you may be muted.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I was muted. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger, Alhamdulillah, all the praise is due to Almighty God. Allah, we greet you with the greetings of peace, of Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to the Arabs of America Muslims 360, and this is the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, Rahim Allah Alayhi. And I am Kareem Hamid, along with my co-host, Michael Hamid. Assalamu alaikum, Michael.
Alaikum assalam. Wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. So we are grateful for every Sunday that we can share the insights of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad. We are experiencing periods of not being able to broadcast due to technical difficulties on the Blog Talk platform. So I want to share with you an alternative phone number to utilize. It is a AM 360 conference call. If you have pens and paper handy, please take these numbers down, because where needed, the host will, inshallah, broadcast from this phone number here that I'm going to share with you. The phone number is 240-591-0209. Again, the phone number is 240-591-0209. The passcode is 209075. Again, the passcode is 209075. So, alhamdulillah, we are grateful to be able to provide that service when Blog Talk is down. Alhamdulillah. We are sharing with you this evening the Ramadan session in the year 2000. It was a morning session. It is from Saturday, December 16th, the year 2000, in Harvey, Illinois. We shall begin on page 153 of the second volume of the Ramadan sessions this afternoon. Page 153 at the paragraph. Well, first let me share with you the broad topics that Imam Muhammad covered in this Ramadan session. Topic one. Now, some of these topics we have already shared with you. But the topic of this Ramadan session was topic one, Muhammad, the perfect human being. Topic two, a trusting God. Topic three, the universality of Islam. Topic four, we have always been Muslim. Topic five, Muhammad, the whole man Allah wanted. Topic six, understanding Muhammad as the seal of the prophets. Topic seven, saluting Muhammad the prophet. Topic eight, a measure of heaven while we live. Topic nine, Muhammad, the hope of all the prophets. Topic ten, knowing Allah in his revealed attributes. Topic 11, the most important parent. Topic 12, the Quran is expressed and implied. Topic 13, God gives the ta'wil. Topic 14, that you be purified. Topic 15, freed by the master liberators. Topic 16, Al-Fatiha, the key for unlocking the mysteries of the Quran. Topic 17, giving you exactly what God and the prophets want you to have. Topic 18. Muhammad is not too much to follow all the way. Topic 19. Allah is your personal savior. Topic 20. Kaaba, a symbol of your true social nature. Topic 21. No other person in America that can step into this leadership position. Topic 22. A house built for all people. Topic 23. Muhammad, given in the Quran, pardon me, given in the Torah and Injil. Topic 24. Allah guided Imam W.D. Muhammad. Topic 25. Mr. W.D. Farrar. Topic 26. A consistent line of purity in the Bible. Topic 27. 300 years of debate. Topic 28. Two levels of reading. Topic 29. A psychology for empowering our ego. Topic 30. A leader that can't be intimidated. Those are the topics that were covered in the Ramadan session 2000, December 16th at Harvey, Illinois. We'll begin the sharing from page 153 of the second volume of the Ramadan sessions, beginning with this paragraph. Muhammad, the one mentioned in scripture in a time of famine and could not read. Imam Muhammad states, in slavery and after slavery, they didn't want to give someone who could read letters to us. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? You know the history. And we had to have our own colleges, Negro schools called colleges. Before there were colleges and before they had college teachers, they were called colleges by brave, courageous, free slaves. So, Farrar came, respecting the spirit of those freed slaves who established institutions, and they themselves had not graduated from colleges and establish institutions and put the name college on them. So he came respecting those giants, and he gave us an elementary school and called it the University of Islam. The best we could get out of it in terms of curriculum material, real curriculum material matter, was elementary, and maybe some parts of it going to college, and even the university level. But those parts were very much over the heads of the students, and the students were only being reached by that was elementary, hardly ever high school level, very seldom high school level. But he called it the University of Islam. He was responding to our people and following them in their logic. He said, if you want to get these people inspired to think for themselves and have dignity, you've got to give them a bigger reality than they're living in or that they're living with. It was a psychology for empowering our ego that slavery and white supremacy had deflated and made very weak. Dead almost, completely dead almost. It was a great psychology. That is why I call them Master Number One and Master Number Two. Not because they screamed and hollered. Screaming and hollering doesn't move me. I want to know what's in the sound. I hope we don't go to Zuhr time. I think we're close to wrapping up. So I read about this famine of darkness, and I read about this book. Then I reflected as though I was given help by God to reflect. It wasn't me saying, I want to know the meaning of this. No, it was just without me, without my intent, I found myself being attracted to the Quran and Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my mind is saying, this must be a reference to Prophet Muhammad in the Quran. He is the one who could not read. He is the one that is in the time of a famine of hearing the word of God all over the earth. Oh, there were Christians and there were the Jews, but the world was not being reached by them. The ignorant masses, the wayward nations were not being reached by the Jews and Christians. Even their communities had gone down when Muhammad was born and when he was missioned by God. Next subject matter, Christ Jesus and Muhammad in Scripture together. The Imam Muhammad says, so I'm seeing that as pointing to this reality that took place in history, an unlettered one, as the translator gives it in the Quran, an unlettered one from an unlettered people being given the book. And it was a book that no one could read, and he takes up the book. God puts the book in his hand. The Bible says he took it up. Took it up means more than one thing. To take up something means to get an interest in it. So he took it up. But we know God revealed it to him. And that book that others were not able to read, he read it. But not with ease. With difficulty came the ease. God said to him, read. He said, I can't read. God said to him again, read, Muhammad. He said, I can't read. God said, read, Muhammad, with the name of your Lord who created man from a clot of congealed blood. Read in the name of your Lord who is most gracious, who taught man the use of the pen. And Muhammad began reading. So we now should understand what Muhammad the prophet meant when he said that this is a sound has deep. They will come to see Christ Jesus and myself together. Now, we know what that means on the common sense level. They will come to see that we are both prophets of God. We are brothers. And we are in unity. They will come to see that. That's the first understanding. But also, they will come to see us in Scripture together. That's the second reference. God, next subject matter, God is the slave owner who frees his slaves. Imam Muhammad states, now, in my conclusion, are we to look for a second reading for the prophet's language and life? Yes. He said what he did is to be seen for its literal common expression, but also for its hint or allusion to another reading. And we thank you and thank Allah Most High for our presence here in the month of Ramadan, for these sessions that some of you are getting enough out of to take care of the rest, and that the rest of you are getting some misery, some pain, and some help. May Allah free us all and guide us all through his mercy. Ameen. Addressing Jesus and his brother is an issue, pardon me, addressing Jesus and his mother is an issue that has been with man ever since man lost the favor of God. Adam, the first one, had to repent his actions, and he accepted, again, to be inspired by God. Ever since man lost favor and fell under Satan and didn't know Satan was inspiring them, ever since then, this issue, for example, sacred empty vessels in which the wine of fornication has been put. That has been the issue. God created the human being to be his slave. God is the slave owner who frees his slave so that he is the only slave owner we accept to be a slave of. That issue started with Adam. The worst time in our own slavery in America, the issue came to a climax in America, in the modern world. It is the most publicized issue since our coming into slavery. Church leaders took it up. What this great message is comes through Jesus as science, and Muhammad as liberator, that they be under God as master and nobody else. The world leaders thought if they got the upper hand, no one could take power from them. They would rule the common people, choose the life for the common people, and the common people would be out of their hair. The message of God to the rulers is that their first creation is my creation to survive whatever you do to their creation. See how Muhammad, Mary, Jesus escaped you. They did not have to be taught by you in your world. Muhammad was not in your meeting, but I created him to hear what you are saying or tell him what you are saying. Next subject matter, a leader that can't be intimidated. There is nothing between the mistreated one and his Lord, not even a thing as thin as a thin veil, no partition between the mistreated human and his God. God does not put anything in the way of the suffering person and his Lord. God created the human being, and he doesn't need the learned world to save the human being. They are not to be successful in trying to lock the human being out of the life God created them for. Jesus ends up being the victor. They crucified him, but their hands are taken over by Jesus' followers of that land. The Jews, they had to be helped by followers of Jesus Christ. Muhammad, nobody helped him. The Jews didn't share insight or wisdom with their cousin. But out of the Arabs came a teacher, a leader, helped by no one. Here we were in America, denied entrance to places, and no one helped us qualify to compete with whites. And now the bottom rail is rising to the top. Colin Powell, his people were put in the bottom and are now going to the top. The slaves themselves, their lot, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, uneducated, poor language, and now comes my Imam, W. Dean Muhammad, who loves science, but somehow loves to go abroad. My father said, "You are the one I wanted to go abroad." I was not taught by anybody, not Master Farrar, not the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was talking to his ministers, and he said, "Clara, we were told to leave Wallace alone." No, Zachariah came in to see about my mother. My mother said, "No, ask him. Talk to my son. I'm saying Jesus is a sign, and Muhammad is the real thing. It happens over again. God raised up himself a people that needs help from people holding them back. God comes in the picture and takes over and gives them what they need, and the world can't stop it. You stay with me. I'm a leader that can't be intimidated. We pause now.
Alhamdulillah.
We pause now for some important public service announcements. And I ask you if there are any of you that have any statements or questions that you would like to share with what we have shared thus far. I ask you to press 1 on your phone, and I will unmute your mic. But a lot has been given in this first half an hour of our sharing. I ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
Mark your calendars for December 19th through the 22nd, 2024. The 20th annual A Time to Be Grateful conference is coming to Miami, Florida at the Hilton Miami downtown. This year's theme is Power of the Pen, fostering understanding, truth, and unity. We all have something to be grateful for. A kind word, a helping hand, the warmth of those we love from your brother or sister. The Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful is an annual fundraiser designed to raise awareness about the Muslim Journal publication, increase subscriptions, advertising, distribution through events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development. Muslim Journal, a great publication, has served this community for over 60 years. Join us for an exciting weekend filled with Salatul Jummah, several empowerment informational workshops, which includes a specialized economic business workshop, the Time to Be Grateful Awards dinner, entertaining cultural night, Caribbean fashion show and luncheon, vendor marketplace, and ending with business influencers as speakers at the business presentation breakfast. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. It's a way of life. Take time and experience the goodness of networking with people who are spiritually grounded in goodness at a Time to Be Grateful conference. Get your tickets today and get all event details. Visit the website at masjidalansar.org or call 862-250-5451. This year, let's make time for gratitude for the past, the present, and the future we're building together. A Time to Be Grateful. Let's cherish it together.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dupreeta Haji, Director for the MCNRD, Model Community National Resource Directory. With the MCNRD four-step process to becoming a CWSC volunteer. Number one, go to CWSC.us. Number two, click the MCNRD tab. Number three, register as an individual or organization, nonprofit or for-profit. Number four, thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are now a CWSC volunteer in the MCNRD Directory, the Model Community National Resource Directory. Thank you so kindly, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And we are back. This is the broadcast of the Contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad Rahim Allah. If there are any of you that would like to make statements or ask questions in lieu of what we have shared thus far out of the Ramadan session 2000 that was held in Harvey, Illinois, I ask you to press 1 on your phone, and I will unmute your mic. Let's share. So Michael, you have any commentary you would like to share at this time, my brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking, and assalamu alaikum, everyone. My thinking has been reinforced in terms of how Almighty God, Allah, has created us as a human being. Prophet Abraham, he states in the Quran that the one who originated me, and I take that to mean the origination of the human being, Father Adam and his wife, and he said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, God's peace be upon him, that Allah is sufficient to guide the one that originated my life is sufficient to guide my life. And that's something that I'm seeing and having reinforced in my spirit, in my soul. Also, the idea of the principles that Almighty God, Allah, gives us in the guidance of the Quran, as well as the principles in seeing Prophet Muhammad living the life of the Quran, applying the Quran in his life. And those, there's a principle and a spirit that we find in the Quran, not just the surface language, you know, or the literal, but we also find principles and spirit to guide us to a greater application of that guidance in our life and the establishment of that guidance in the life of the world. And I'll stop with that.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Excellent commentary. Praise be to Allah. The Imam Muhammad shared with us in this reading how Adam had fell from his vaunted position. Who helped Adam? Allah sent words of inspiration to Adam. And Adam accepted those words and internalized them and was able to take his position once more that Allah had placed him in. There was no partition between Allah and Adam. Let's reference our own maturation, as Imam Muhammad has shared with us here. As victim of slavery in this country, we were not permitted to be able to read. If someone was caught reading to you, they were punished. So we was in that state of not being able to read. And no one truly came to help us to regain our humanity we are experiencing now. Let me say this. I'll speak of this community, the Association of Imam Wadifuddin Muhammad Rahim Allah Alayhi. Prior to Imam Wadifuddin Muhammad and Imam Wadifuddin Muhammad's connection with our Lord Allah, prior to that, we were in a state of mind whereby we would go outside at night and look for the mothership. The mothership. We was given an ideology that was heavily symbolic and metaphors used, and we were not trained how to decode the symbolic language and the metaphors. Through Almighty God's grace and mercy, he shared deep insight with Imam Wadifuddin Muhammad Rahim Allah Alayhi. And no one taught Imam Wadifuddin Muhammad. Let me say that. He was inspired by Almighty God. And he is the one that brought us from looking for a mothership. We did not believe in life after death. We were personifying the agency of devils. And it is Imam Wadifuddin Muhammad, through the grace and mercy of Almighty God, that was able to break that lock and introduce the Quran to us and the higher reading associated with that book. If that was Allah's doing. So I'll stop right there. I'm quite sure we can see the connection where Allah says there's nothing, even the thinness of a veil can separate Allah from those that are victims and are suffering. We are the product of that. We are an example of that, a living example. Praise be to Allah. So, okay, I ask you if you have any statements you would like to share, please press 1 on your phone. I will unmute your mic. Praise be to Allah. Okay. All right. We shall move forward. Now we are moving into another part of the Ramadan session. This is the afternoon session. What I shared with you was from out of the morning Ramadan session. Now we move forward to the afternoon session, Saturday, December 16th. The year was 2000 in Harvey, Illinois. The topics that shall be addressed in this presentation is topic one, the Prophet's universality. Topic two, El-Islam, a message intended for the reformation of the whole world. Topic three, Muhammad, the leader of the world until it is finished. Topic four, Muhammad, like an actor on stage. Topic five, the Hunafa. Topic six, every man inherently honorable. Topic seven, Prophet Muhammad led the founding fathers. Topic eight, no civil war if Muhammad's logic had been followed. Topic 9, the crucifixion, a sign. Topic 10, a light for the world. Topic 11, the word of God is coming again. Okay? And Imam Muhammad moves forward. He says, As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak. We see a few have joined us. Well, not a few, a good number have joined us, and we are already out of space up here. They say the rooms are filled up, too, downstairs. So bear with us. It's better to be like this than to be wondering where your brother and sisters are. First topic. Concerning the recordings of the Ramadan session lectures, praise be to Allah. Imam Muhammad says, now, let me try to make you comfortable. Those who didn't want to miss anything, the tapes will be transcribed and approved for the students that attend the sessions only, not for others, only for those who attend the sessions. If any of you have close friends that you feel perfectly comfortable with, share it privately, if you want to, with your close friends. But don't circulate it. Don't give to somebody you don't know, only somebody you know very well, knowing that they will be comfortable with the tapes of these sessions. We do not want to disturb anybody. And we do not want anybody disturbing us. Imam Muhammad goes on. You are entitled to these tapes if you attend these sessions. It's possible that I will do some slight editing on the tapes, take out something unnecessary or something that's too much repetition or something that I think shouldn't be trusted to anybody, except if they're present and hearing, but not taking it with them. There might be something I'm not sure I feel perfectly comfortable with. When I get it back from Brother John Ramadan and I listen to it, there might be something I might say we need to transcribe it because I need to edit it. If that happens, it's going to be a much longer time before you get it because it's going to have to be transcribed and edited and being put in a literal publication form. Very simply done and mailed to you. Okay? So that's the situation. All right? Okay? The next subject matter, Muhammad, the prophet's universality. Yesterday, we began and we had an introduction. And this morning, we continued that introduction. We took that introduction right into the first session. And the first session was on this. This is for the benefit of those who weren't here yesterday. And this morning, the first session was on El Islam, or Islam's universality, and Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, or the last prophet, his universality, or his picture, not physical picture, his description. You want to describe Muhammad, the prophet, in his description as the last prophet, or the seal of the prophets, saying to us, what is the message? We were emphasizing universality, and that is to say universality is what is for all people, all places, and all times. We also discussed in that connection the Kaaba as the symbol. The Kaaba is also our Qibla. I'm not giving things that we gave in detail. I'm just giving the language quotes that we were addressing. El Islam and Muhammad, the prophet's universality, the universality of El Islam, the Quran as the universal book and its connection or connections for the Quran and scriptures that came before, the Torah mainly, given to the Jews, and the Injil given to the Christians by Moses and Jesus, peace be upon them. Next subject matter, El Islam, a message intended for the reformation of the whole world. Imam Muhammad states, this afternoon we're going to be discussing something that was mentioned earlier. We're going to pick it up again, because we want to deal more with this. And this is El Islam as a universal message, and also as a message, guidance, or as Maulana Maududi of Pakistan said. He passed sometime years ago. Peace be upon him. May he be in paradise. May Allah reward him with peace in paradise. I should say it like that. He said, El Islam is an ideology for the reform of the world, for global reform. So we want to know El Islam as a message from God through Muhammad the Messenger. He delivered that message to us. We want to know it as an ideology, quoting the late Maulana Maududi, or as a message intended for the reformation of the whole world, to reform this world that we know of. Next subject matter, Muhammad is the teacher and leader of this world. Imam Muhammad states, let me tell you something. Nothing has reformed this world, this human community on this earth, more so than the Quran and Muhammad, the teacher and leader of this world. We don't understand that, but we know scholars do understand that Muhammad is the teacher and leader of this world. This world has no leader over Muhammad, no leader that has helped this world more than Muhammad, and it has no teaching that has helped it more than the teachings of the Quran. This world I'm talking about is the Western world. Now, I don't say anything to others like you. I may say it to myself and think about it tomorrow and the next day. I don't